Unit 1, Chapter 2, Addicted to Chocolate. How often do you eat chocolate? If you answered every day, you may be addicted to chocolate. But is this addiction damaging to your health? How often do you eat chocolate? If you answered every day, you may be addicted to chocolate. But is this addiction damaging to your health? How often do you eat chocolate? If you answered every day, you may be addicted to chocolate. But is this addiction damaging to your health? Eating chocolate releases a distinctive flavor that gives us a pleasant, positive feeling. What is it that causes this feeling? Eating chocolate releases a distinctive flavor that gives us a pleasant, positive feeling. What is it that causes this feeling? Eating chocolate releases a distinctive flavor that gives us a pleasant, positive feeling. What is it that causes this feeling? Like a drug, these chemicals stimulate areas of the brain that enable us to feel pleasure. Like a drug, these chemicals stimulate areas of the brain that enable us to feel pleasure. Like a drug, these chemicals stimulate areas of the brain that enable us to feel pleasure. The most well-known chemical is caffeine, which is also found in coffee, tea, and some types of soda. The most well-known chemical is caffeine, which is also found in coffee, tea, and some types of soda. The most well-known chemical is caffeine, which is also found in coffee, tea, and some types of soda. This type of fat can contribute to heart disease by increasing levels of bad cholesterol in the blood. This type of fat can contribute to heart disease by increasing levels of bad cholesterol in the blood. This type of fat can contribute to heart disease by increasing levels of bad cholesterol in the blood. Some phenolics, if consumed in small amounts, are believed to lower the risk of heart disease. Some phenolics, if consumed in small amounts, are believed to lower the risk of heart disease. Some phenolics, if consumed in small amounts, are believed to lower the risk of heart disease. Evidence that eating chocolate does not cause acne comes from two studies. Evidence that eating chocolate does not cause acne comes from two studies. Evidence that eating chocolate does not cause acne comes from two studies. They found that there was no difference in the skin condition between the study participants who did or did not eat chocolate. They found that there was no difference in the skin condition between the study participants who did or did not eat chocolate. They found that there was no difference in the skin condition between the study participants who did or did not eat chocolate. In fact, it is believed that the cocoa butter in chocolate forms a coating over teeth that may help to protect them. In fact, it is believed that the cocoa butter in chocolate forms a coating over teeth that may help to protect them. In fact, it is believed that the cocoa butter in chocolate forms a coating over teeth that may help to protect them. No one has ever died of eating too much chocolate. So this is one addiction that might be okay to have. No one has ever died of eating too much chocolate. So this is one addiction that might be okay to have. No one has ever died of eating too much chocolate. So this is one addiction that might be okay to have.